The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 10th of September, the 253rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 112 days until the end of 2022. Before we get started, I want to remind you about the Sound Kitchen listener essay contests. You know, I'm always asking you to get into this kitchen and help me cook. I definitely don't believe in the maxim, too many cooks spoil the broth. I say, the more the cooks, the better the broth. So don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Go a little further and share who and how you are with us all. An essay contest I'm especially fond of is inspired by Edward Murrow, the great American radio journalist. Every evening on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guided his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This, I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
It's a hard exercise, pondering what you really believe in, but it's good for the psyche, so go for it. You can also write about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. It's about the teacher who inspires, the dedicated nurse, the neighbor who is always there. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. And of course, I always want to hear about your radio club's activities. Send in your mini book reviews and your musical requests. I like this one. Tell us about your secret guilty pleasure. Mine's eating in bed. Or your tricks for remembering things. How about a weird dream? And always welcome our descriptions of the local festivals you participate in and your favorite quotations and proverbs. And what the heck? Just send in your general all-around thoughts. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Still to come, the Listener's Corner with my colleague Michael Fitzpatrick sitting right here beside me. There's lots of good music, too, but first, the quiz. On the 23rd of July, I asked you a question about an article and a video produced by RFI English journalist Isabel Martinetti. Called Escaping Slavery, The Art of Breaking One's Chains, it's about the descendants of African slaves who escaped the Dutch plantations in Suriname in South America and fled to French Guiana. The runaway slaves, called the Bushenenge, developed communities in the Amazon rainforest nearby and created a new language, a creole, a mix of four existing languages. That was your question. You were to write me with the name of the language developed by the escaped slaves in Guyana and on which four languages it's based. The answer is Nenge Tongo. That's the name of the creole created by the Bushenenge, which means men of the woods in their language. Nenge Tongo was built from English, French, Portuguese, and Dutch. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question, what is your dream day at work or school? Lots of great answers, which Michael and I will read to you a bit later on the listener's corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are Mohammed Likon, who's a member of the Nil Shagor RFI fan club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. Mohammed is also the winner of this week's bonus question. His dream day at school was, as he wrote, my first day at college. There was lots of fun and new friends. Moreover, my father was my mathematics teacher. Ah, that's sweet, Mohammed. I bet you made your dad very happy with that answer. Did he grade you especially hard? Did you ace your maths course? I hope so. Also on the list of winners this week are RFI Listeners Club members Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India, and Anika Ann from Mushinganj, Bangladesh. Also from Bangladesh, this time from the district Rajbari, there's a Mahamadul Hassan, and last but not at all least, oh no, faithful longtime listener Zenon Tellus. From the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, RFI English journalist Zeenat Hansrod wrote an article, Kenya Supreme Court Rules No Foul Play in 2022 Elections and Upholds Ruto's Win. Kenya held their presidential poll on the 9th of August. William Ruto of the United Democratic Alliance won 50.49% of the vote, narrowly defeating Raila Odinga from the Azimio Party, who garnered 48.85% of the votes. As noted in the title of Zenit's article, William Ruto's victory was upheld. He will be inaugurated on the 13th of September as the country's fifth president. Here's your question. How many times has Raila Odinga run for Kenya's presidency? Again, reread Zenit's article, Kenya Supreme Court Rules No Foul Play in 2022 Elections and Upholds Ruto's Win, and answer me this. How many times has Raila Odinga run for president of Kenya? To help you with the answer, you can find Zenit's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com. It's also on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages. Michael, want to read this week's bonus question?
I sure do. Since last week's question was for our lady listeners, it was, you might remember, what would you do if you were a man for a week and what would your name be? Well, this week it's for the gentlemen listeners. What would you do if you were a woman for a week and what would your name be? Answer this week's bonus question. What would you do if you were a woman for a week and what would your name be? Along with the week's regular quiz question. And you'll be eligible for an extra gift. Remember, there's only one winner per week for that bonus question. Good luck.
You have until the 3rd of October to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 8th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a miss, a miss, a missus, or a mister. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
Susanna Wensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
My very dear colleague, Michael Fitzpatrick, I actually call him, can I tell him, Michael?
Oh, dear.
Sweet Fitz. Michael agreed to come on every week for the Listener's Corner. Yay! Take it away, Sweet Fitz.
Well, today you'll hear your fellow listeners' answers to the bonus question, and that question was, what is your dream day at work or school? For Rajakrishna Pillai, his dream day was, as he wrote, the day when I passed the journalism course. That was the turning point in my life. Rajia Khatun said it was when she finished her lower studies and started college life. Saleh Likon is with you, Rajia. He wrote that his dream day at school was the day when he passed the first division of the school certificate exam. And Shahananj Parvan Sati said it was when he was admitted to the agriculture university. He noted, university was a really hard-working time in my life. Yemi Sunday John Touré said it was when his primary school teacher taught them how to pronounce the English alphabet. And for Atatiha Saleh, it was quite simply, as she wrote, all my school days.
And the teachers? There's Brother Salim Akhtar Chadhar, who noted his dream at school, which is his work, will be when education is free. By the way, listeners, Salim tutors students for free at his house, which is just grand. Salim's brother teacher, Mahesh Jain, wrote, my dream day at school will be when I will be able to spend more time with my students and utilizing time for teaching-learning transactions. I dream of a day in school when I will not be called by the principal for any so-called official duties, most of which are not about teaching and are basically clerical tasks. And a dream day at work will be when I will not have to participate in any professional development sessions from so-called educators. Can you imagine? These people tell us things in new and fancy terms, which I've been doing for over a decade in my classroom. How boring they are. Mahesh, I feel you. Meetings, trainings, all that stuff bores me to tears. I'm always thinking, can I go now and do my job, please? Speaking of jobs, here are the comments from the listeners whose dream day was or is at work.
I suppose it'll come as no surprise that for Father Stephen Wara, every Sunday is his dream day. As a priest, Sunday, of course, is a big working day. And as he wrote, Sunday is a day on which good, fervent Christians go to church almost obligatorily. They listen to an inspiring sermon, if it's well prepared and beautifully delivered. They have a good church service which sends parishioners back home spiritually strengthened and empowered. Then they can later go out partying with family or friends. In some cases, they just rest at home, cook and eat good food. It resembles the Sound Kitchen. Yummy. Rabea Begum enjoys going to her office. She remembers her first day filled with, as she wrote, happy and relaxing feelings. For Rashid Duzman, it was when he got his first job at a bank, which was, he noted, my first and only job. For Abu Saleh, it was when he got the highest job in Bangladesh in the BCS, that's the Bangladesh Civil Service. And for Sajjad Hossein, it was when he went to London for his official training. For Saidul Islam, it was his last day at the office. Saidul wrote, everyone was very sad and I realized how they felt about me. So it was a really great day in my life. Not everyone likes going to an office. Mohammed Aksan does not. He wrote his dream day at work was when he started his career as a freelancer. As he noted, previously I was in a job, but the environment was not in my favor. So when I started as a freelancer, I felt like a free bird in the sky. A free bird in the sky. We would wish that for all of us.
Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Sweet Fitz for hanging out in the kitchen with us. The more, the merrier.
This is the end.
Almost, anyway. But, my friends, it is time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Jeremy Besset for putting the show together. Thanks to Michael Fitzpatrick for sitting in, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the number of deputies from the Republican right who joined Macron's party to pass spending legislation. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. Stay safe, my friends. Erwan is off this week, so Sweet Fitz chose the music. Michael, what'd you choose? Why?
Well, What is a track from the new album by the English three-piece band Alt-J. The album is called The Dream. The track I've chosen is Bane. Why? Well, because it seems to me that these guys are doing something just a little bit different.
They are. I guarantee you. So here it is, listeners. Enjoy. And talk to you all next week.
Summer salt. Full cool, cool, cool. I'm outside of a swimming pool.